at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg Martin with us, funnyboneomaha.com, all weekend long, tonight, tomorrow, and on Sunday. And for people listening outside our home area of Omaha here, Greg, where can people find your dates?
Craig, what am I saying?
Craig doesn't have any dates.
Check with the old Denver Broncos quarterback, Craig Morton.
And he'll have all of Greg's dates. Greg Morton, gregmorton.com.
Gregmorton.com. Yeah.
And if you see that, I am... what is that thing that they have on there? Wikipedia.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. If you see, if you look at the football player.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It has the bio. My picture is above it.
I know, you told me that.
Yeah,
it's still there?
Still. Did I tell you I met him?
You did?
Where? He's in Ohio.
What you doing there?
He's from there. He lives there.
Did he come to a club?
No, he likes to go to this cigar shop.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Pete and... oh, gosh. Pete and Tony.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Cuyahoga Falls.
Cuyahoga Falls, okay. Right. So they, the brother, Tony, who is the cook or a chef.
Got it.
He has a little cigar shop.
Mm-hmm.
And this Greg Morton, he says, oh, yeah, you should come on down. Come down to my cigar shop. Greg Morton, he's there all the time. You know, I go, really? Yeah. This guy? I gotta meet this guy.
So are you looking at it right now, Todd? It's his picture.
There's another Greg Morton.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to get into this here.
All right, so go ahead. So you come down.
For the Bills named Greg Morton.
Yeah.
Played for the Bills in the 70s. I'm not familiar with this guy.
But his name is Greg Allen Morton.
Okay.
And my name is the same, Greg Allen Morton,
yeah.
Except he's A-L-L-E-N. I'm the A-L-L-A-N.
And he's got you by, what, 20 years, age, 30 years?
Oh, easy.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Height, too.
Okay.
I mean, his navel.
So who's older? He knows how to play with him.
Yeah. Who's taller, Greg Morton or Greg Morton, you dumbass?
Well, how does that work?
We'll tell you later.
Okay. All right. But anyway.
No picture.
No picture?
Yeah.
Well, somebody will put one
in there. They may have taken it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's your face. So he comes in and he gets to, and he's heard about you before?
No.
Oh.
No. He doesn't even go on the internet.
Is he a white guy?
Yeah.
He's a white guy?
No, he's a black guy.
Oh, he's a black guy.
Yeah.
He's a black guy.
Okay. He's a black guy.
It'd be funny if you're
from Akron, Ohio.
But my,
that's why.
And so other people in my family, they believe it. They go like, you never told me that my cousin played football.
What, for the Bills in the 70s?
Yeah.
How do they think you are?
And for the University of Michigan, apparently, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
All right. Greg's with us. Funnybone Omaha.
Crazy town, baby.
Check it out, man.
Yeah.
And Greg Morton,
he's a dancing clown in your city.
He has the reputation for one of the best closers in the entire biz.
Yes, he does. And we won't
one of the best.
Yes.
He's up there, top.
Yes, he is. Keeps us. I'm not going to give it away.
No pressure, but there you have it.
There's a lot of pressure.
So do it tonight.
I will. I promise. I will do my clothes.
Yay!
I'll do my intro. I'll do my extra.
And, you know, Greg and I have known him for so many years, and we get along great until he starts mocking Mick Jagger. Then
I think he does a great Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
A little issue. Yeah.
You should take that as an homage.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I think it is too.
Yeah.
Because I have the lips. You got the lips.
Yeah.
And you got the dance. Down, right, exactly. Yeah. All right. Craig, join the program. That's Craig right there. You're Greg. Remember that.
Yeah.
That's Craig Evans. His dates are there.
I don't want his picture on my bio.
I don't blame you.
Right.
And it would be better.
Just a white dude.
They confused you.
I still hired that guy. He looks like an angry white guy. Just an angry white guy. I want to see him dance on stage. Well, that's Craig's closure, too, by the way, later on.
Yeah. Well, in a
do we want to play eventually here, or we want to describe to him who's taller? Is that the
we
game?
Could.
Is that the game he doesn't know?
We but could.
This is a new game.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the who's taller?
No.
Okay. Two people are born the same day, and Craig will say they're both born today, and then who's taller?
Okay.
So you need an explanation for that. When's your birthday?
Sadly, yes.
Yeah.
My birthday?
Birthday, yeah. When's your birthday?
Do I have to say?
Yes.
Can I lie a
little bit? No, because Craig has to look
up. You don't
have
to give us the year, just the day.
No, I want to know because,
otherwise,
you don't have to give us a year. Don't give us a year.
We're not going to celebrate.
No, that's a good point. Don't give us a year.
No, it doesn't matter. There's hackers out there.
No. Because I think we figured out when his birthday was. Didn't we call him on his birthday?
Yeah, we did.
To play Who's Older?
Ah, crap. Yeah. You're right. There goes the hacker argument. Yeah. Yeah.
But we don't remember.
It's June. It's June. Who's Older with
it's
him.
It's June. Yeah. June the 9th.
June the 9th. Who else is born on June the 9th? Look that up, and we'll see who's taller.
All right.
Greg Morton or that guy.
Yeah. Unless you got a couple ready to go for today.
Oh, well, there goes my Marriott points.
Or who's taller?
The old Buffalo Bill will get them. That's even funny, though. Good.
All right, let's play Who's Taller. It was on this date in 08 at a news conference in Baghdad. An Iraqi reporter hurled his shoes at President George W. Bush and called him a dog.
You know, it's
that was in 08. Yeah. And we are celebrating the Michelle Bachmann birthday, the date of the death of the first president of the United States, George Washington. Oh. So the question is, who is taller, George Washington or George W. Bush?
Now, Washington when he was alive, so don't go there.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to say with malnutrition and everything.
Yeah.
Back then they had a lot. That they were a lot shorter.
They were shorter.
Yeah.
They were a little shorter. But I think the current President Bush is about 5'10", I'd heard.
I'm going to go with George W. Bush as being taller.
I'm going to go with that, too.
Yeah, W.
Yeah,
I got to go with W, too.
Kyle, you playing?
I'm going with the original.
Okay. She thinks Washington might have been tall, but we don't know. Go ahead.
W checks in at 6 feet.
Oh, he's six. Oh, I was wrong. That's good news, though.
He looks shorter on television.
He does. Yeah.
George Washington checks in at somewhere between 6'1 and 6'3.
Oh,
wow.
Damn.
He was a giant.
He was tall. Your first game of Who's Taller, you lost. But once again, I'm real proud because you know how to play it.
Yeah.
It's called Who's Taller.
Yeah.
Unlike Who's Older, which
is
really confusing.
Well, that was a lot more complex game.
Right?
More thought process with
it was not.
You have to visualize them standing next to each other.
I'm just saying.
What famous person was born the same day that
Greg? I'll give you three swings at this, Greg.
Okay.
People that have share your birthday.
And Greg, you're about what, are you 5'9"? 5'10"?
Yeah. Okay. 5'9".
Five,
all right. So who's taller? Greg Morton or famous American screenwriter Aaron Sorkin?
Oh, that's interesting. I'm going to go with Alan. I think he's probably...
You mean
Alan?
Aaron.
Yeah, Sorkin.
You're Alan.
Correct. He is 6'2".
Okay, you got that one right.
You got your one for one.
Okay.
Right. Okay, who's taller, Greg Morton or Johnny Depp?
Oh.
That's a good one. I don't think Johnny's
Greg Morton.
I'll say Johnny's 5'10". I'll go with Johnny Depp.
I'm going to say Johnny Depp is taller.
Johnny Depp is taller, and Johnny Depp is 5'10".
All right.
Wow.
All right. You're 2 for 2,
two
Greg.
For two. Last right. one. Right. Who's taller, Greg Morton or Michael J. Fox?
That's so easy.
You got that one.
Mike.
You got
I'm taller than Michael J.
And they're both
Fox,
Canadian. For both sure. Canadian.
5'4", yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you got him.
All right.
That was an easy one.
I'm disappointed you didn't go with Natalie Portman.
that was the other one I was looking at.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman and T.D. Jakes.
I don't know that name.
Pastor, T.D. Jakes.
Oh, that douchebag.
Preacher guy.
He's a TV pastor.
No, Medicine Hat
went and
him.
Saw
oh, he
that's
did.
Right.
Yeah, he did. He spent some time with him.
Yeah. That was Medicine Hat's spiritual journey he had, and he figured that was stupid.
That didn't pan out.
No, that didn't.
What happened?
And I wasn't able to find a height on Dick Vitale.
Dick Vitale?
Yeah,
I'm guessing you're taller than Dick Vitale.
All born June 9th, huh? Wow.
I didn't get Medicine Hat's fascination with T.D. Jakes.
I think he just was looking.
Because I don't think a lot of Lakota Sioux.
I think it was one of the women he was involved with who urged him to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
It was their trip together.
That wasn't an Indian thing. I don't think Native Americans gravitated toward T.D. Jakes for their spiritual leadership.
I don't think so. What else you got, Craig?
Oh, not much. Out of England, the number of people over the age of 65.
You play England?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
They get
Oxford, the Comedy Store downtown London.
They love you?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. Nothing was thrown, so obviously a good show.
All right.
And you must be welcome back.
Well, we had obviously you're completely different comedy wise. But our buddy Willie Farrell was here yesterday, and Willie's just an Italian guy that does a lot of riffing on stage. And we asked him if he ever played London. He said no. He goes, he's afraid to fly there and hope they if they don't get it, it's going to suck. So he didn't know.
Yeah.
And it might, they might not get him over
they
there.
They might not.
Yeah, he's really, you know, Italian-American, you know.
Uh-huh. Out of England, the number of people over the age of 65 seeking treatment for sexually transmitted infections has hit a record high. The number has increased 14% in the last year.
Why?
Well, better general health and drugs like Viagra are among the reasons that old people are having more active sex lives.
Oh, yeah. The nursing homes are going crazy.
Some doctors admit they're treating patients in their 90s.
For the clap?
Good for them.
Yeah. Good for them.
A rise in the number of retirees using dating
websites.
Well,
not forgetting the clap for having sex.
Senility and insanity at the same time.
Yeah, and I... guessing they don't sell condoms in the gift shop.
Maybe
think
not.
They'd give them away.
They
a
should.
Rise in the number of retirees using dating websites to hook up for sex is also thought to be behind the increase of infections in older people.
Think about it. 80 or 90 are too shaky to get that condom on.
That's what I was thinking.
Right? You got something to tell us, sir?
Yeah,
no.
You knew that way too quick.
How's that feel? All the shaking, the rattling, the rolling there.
Hang on.
It's a party.
No, I just know when my dad went to the Bunny Ranch, he was kicking the crap out of 80. And they put it on for you without being too graphic. I just did.
Yeah.
But he didn't even know they were putting it on. They're that good. But
wow.
They're pros.
Well, it's hard to tell when your eyes are rolled back in your head.
They're pros. Because I said, Dad, do they use condoms? And he told me yes. And he didn't know it was on.
Didn't even know.
Yeah.
They're that good.
Know. They're secretly installed in the roof of their mouth.
Once again, I don't want to go into... I don't want to go into
six of them right there in the roof of their mouth. Makes sense.
I don't want to get graphic, but Todd just did. That's exactly right.
It's kind of
exactly
like a Pez
right.
dispenser.
Oh, yeah. It's exactly like that.
That's exactly right.
Little Pez condom.
And I also knew a guy years ago that got a real hooker, and he was a young guy. Same thing. He didn't realize the condom was already on.
No.
But like Colleen said, the guys are too shaky. That's why she stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they don't put it on, right?
No, that's it.
You got to try that.
Trust them.
Work on the Pez dispenser thing a little bit. Something to practice on this weekend.
Oh, Lord.
I think these are actually good sexual disease stories because, you know, getting old is going to suck, and it probably does for a lot of people. But if you can have sex or want sex, good for them.
I agree.
I think you should check out of this world using up all parts.
Damn right.
Just use them all up.
What does a guy care about gonorrhea when he's 85? Give me some penicillin, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know?
Penicillin and pudding.
Right. In the morning. Love that show. Yeah, they're out of Akron.
That's a good morning.
Yeah.
Gonorrhea? Oh, you shouldn't have.
That's a present.
Yeah, but isn't there a strain of the super gonorrhea?
Yeah, that might kill you.
Oh, more than one.
Yeah.
Not getting laid will kill you, too, though.
What is this super gonorrhea? What is this?
It's antibiotic resistant.
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Resistant to a lot of the medicine.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Yeah. You've been married.
95.
Big deal. Yeah, I was going to say, what's a big deal?
Yeah, but you don't want to be the 95-year-old that no one will touch just because they have a disease.
They don't know.
You're going to find out eventually. Oh, you're going to get it figured
home?
Out.
Believe me, word spreads around in the nursing home.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you're screaming every time you pee.
Come on, you work.
They're
going to
start wondering.
Home.
Listen, I worked at.
Yeah, the ladies are going to start wondering.
You knew who Don Juans were. You probably knew.
Well, you know what? I look back now because when I worked at a nursing home in high school for a little bit, it was pre-Viagra. So there was one guy I thought might have been taking care of some people because he probably could work. The rest of those guys weren't working, obviously.
Did he put a suit on every day?
Yeah, he dressed up every day.
Oh, yeah.
And he walked down and went to the commons area. And that was a story because the nurse's aides knew more about this than I did. Mm-hmm. And he was the Don Juan, exactly, an old reference there. He was a guy that visited the ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know the ladies have put out? He was the
man. I didn't want to think about it, man. First of all, I was 17. I don't want to think about it now.
Yeah, it was all gross.
When you're 17, man, that's gross.
Same thing with my dad's nursing home.
Yeah. How old's your dad?
But he was...
Oh, he's not with us anymore?
No, he's gone. He was in his 80s.
But
there was an older lady that used to come on to me when I'd go to visit him, and she'd latch right onto me.
You know why? Because you were the young him.
Oh. Yeah.
That's why. You're
she
him.
She would hold on to me so tight she wouldn't let go. She'd leave marks in my arm.
Oh.
trying to steer me into her room and everything. It was like, wow.
How old was she at the time, in her 80s?
Easily. Easily. Oh, just she would just giggle, just laugh.
Oh, that's just so sad. That's going to be me.
Hey, and it's going to be Greg.
Hey, I'll tell you something. Joke's on her. I'm only half black.
She didn't care.
She didn't care.
She didn't care. Was your dad coherent at the end, or is something?
Unfortunately,
wrong?
No.
Okay,
no.
Got it. So you weren't having sex in the hospital?
No.
Okay, got it. Yeah. She be in the nursing home. She grabbed my arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't
imagine.
Well,
I told her it was my arm.
Yeah. There's a baby arm. I got a baby arm for you. And you were never allowed back in the nursing room, right? Don't let that clown in here. He's got his clown permit. Get him out of here.
Clown visa.
His clown visa.
So how often did that work for her? Not just for you, but when she would just grab someone as they were going by.
Yeah, she wasn't in her 80s. Who walked in there and took care of that?
Occasionally, someone would go, okay.
But they're easily distracted.
Yeah.
You know?
Look at that.
You know, yeah, you throw out a shiny object. Oh, look, your jewelry.
Yeah. I'm taking.
Hell, toss a dime on the floor. You know?
They love dimes, right? Yeah.
They do.
They do. The seniors love dimes. No, they do. They have this fixation with dimes.
Really? So you throw a dime on the floor and you see him get to see him bend over then. You're into that, aren't you? Greg's weird.
Slowly.
I'm about to hit that.
The robe's all open and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what are they going to do? What are they going to do?
Oh, now he's black. Now he sounds black. Always blaming it on the black guy. Bring that. What they gonna do?
Okay, you scare her from the front, and I'll stand at the back. You know what I'm saying?
That is so weird.
And then somebody kicks the walker out.
Nothing greases me up more than when Greg does a black accent. It's just wild when you.
How do you
it.
Think I get into the country?
You Canadian?
Are you a Canadian?
Yeah. What do you say?
You damn right. Let me just whip out my identification, my ID. You'll find out what the D stands for in a minute.
You know, nobody would question that voice because we're all just so set in our ways. Yeah, it sounds like a guy, yeah. It's always you should use that voice. You always use that voice. You should pick somebody out in your future and just always use that voice around them only. Just that voice. That dude.
I'd like to see Greg do a show where he goes like totally Tracy Morgan.
Oh, yeah. Somebody going to get pregnant?
But where are you going to find that ankle monitor? Yeah. That's a tough one to come by.
That's true.
Or Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
And you will know my name is the Lord.
Man, that's good.
Wow.
That is good. Greg Morton, FunnyBoneOmaha.com with us this morning. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.